Good morning, beautiful people.
Good morning.
It's a joy to be with you on this great day and to share in a time in which to say a few words around this text this morning. But first, let me share a deep appreciation I have for this church and a deep love I have for this congregation and a real appreciation for the Reverend Eric Dirks and for his wife, Jamie. They truly model, both of them, the spirit and the walk of Christ. Amen? Yes. And I am just so thankful that they are here and to see the difference that together you make as God's team. Now, are you ready for a word of hope?
Amen.
See if I can get wired for sound here. Making the most of life's opportunities. I'm reminded of a pastor who was running short of money in a church one Sunday. And as he found himself trying to kind of get a little bit more cash in the revenue, he said, "We're going to lift a very special offering this morning, and I would invite whoever gives the most to be able to choose three favorite hymns." So suddenly an offering is lifted and they're going around giving their cash, and as it's coming around, it then comes to the front and the pastor notices a $1,000 bill. Can't believe it. So he is so enthralled by what has happened, he looks at the group and says, "I'm seeing this very special gift of $1,000. Who gave this?" And a very saintly woman in the back raises her hand. And as he begins to see her, he says, "Come down, please come down. We're just so grateful for this wonderful gift." And all of a sudden, as he begins to see her and talk to her, he says, "Now I want you to choose what three hymns you would like sung this morning." And her eyes brightened up and she looked around and then began the front row and said, "Reverend, I want him, him, and him." Well, friends, this message this morning is not about money. But it is about Him, the one who makes a difference in our lives, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Him who makes the most in our everyday living if we but simply give Him all that we have. And that's what the message is about this morning. Of how are we making the most of our time, our talents, our resources and gifts to God and to others? We live in a world today in which the Gallup poll says that over 56% of the people in our world today who attend a church basically come to church but do not give very much or give much of their time to the things they do best, leaving the rest to be the faithful few who do everything and who burn out quickly. Now, have I got any officers like that this morning in this church? No, don't raise your hand. No. But the reality is that for most of us who come to church, we really are not giving all that God has given us to give back to others. And the story this morning is about the fact of one who goes on a journey, who finds himself as a landowner, who has people working with him, and according to their abilities, you hear the text say, he gives to one 5 talents, and another 2 talents, and another 1 talent. Now, in ancient times, we're talking about money here, and it represented about $2,000. And he invites them to go out as he leaves to take care of those funds in a way that they might invest it well. And you know the story. When the landowner comes back and he sees them one by one, the first one comes back and says, "Oh, with my talents, I have doubled them. I no longer have 5, but I have 10 talents here." And the landowner says, "Oh, that's wonderful, good and faithful, trustworthy servant. Now you will be given even greater things to do." Looks at the second one, and the second one comes in. His has doubled from 2 to 4. And again, the master, so thankful and grateful, says, "Oh, it's wonderful, just wonderful what you've done. Yes, you we'll receive even greater things than these.